sure it's working. Does it pick us up? Why isn't it picking us up? Now it's picking us up. Okay, hi. I'm Dennis Berry, and I'm here in the studio at Oxbow with Miyoko Ito, Chicago painter. And today is July 20th, 1978. And today I'd like to talk to Mio about her life and career and her work. And so I thought we'd just start out with some things about your background, your family. Now, I understand you were born in Berkeley, California.
Great.
Could you give us a little background about your family?
My family, yes. My father is a very unique man. He came to this country somewhere in the late 19th century. A very young child, something like 10 years old, with group of young men, more into 17, 18, 19 years old. In a way, he ran away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, he found his way to Vallejo, California, and he was taken in by a church, and a church sheltered him. Of course, it wasn't all that nice. He was a houseboy, in other words, but it was a safe place. And he went to Vallejo High School. And again, that is, it's not an easy thing to do because the language is totally different, and especially 19th century, but he did graduate from Vallejo High School. Mm. And by then he had almost forgotten Japanese because he was among...
Forced to speak English.
Yes, and there was one Japanese restauranter who took a liking to my father, and he expressed the desire to go to University of California in Berkeley. And this wonderful man said that he would lend him the money to put him through Berkeley. Now, Berkeley has tuition for non-national or even non-Californian, but they had put away the rule and they let him enter Berkeley. And I don't know exactly which year, but it's going into 20th century. And he majored in psychology, and I think he graduated somewhere. I think he got his master's degree in around 1914, again in psychology. And around then, I think he went back to Japan once in those long time. And he language, of course, comes back, speaking
part
comes back.
Yeah.
And of course, they had marriage in their mind all the time. Also, he was able to run up, no. That's not true. He was the oldest son. He has no right running away.
That's considered very bad in Japanese.
Yes, because the oldest man takes the name of the family.
Oh, I see.
And he met his cousin, my mother. And well, in those days, and it's done now, as in Greek families, in order to preserve. We come from a humble family. Nevertheless, they wanted to preserve whatever they had. And it was sort of arranged that they get married. And it was, in a way, my mother's choice too, because she had another, my mother was a school teacher, and there was another school teacher who liked her, but she preferred her cousin. And my father was back in this country, and my mother made a trip. Now, she again is a courageous person, from provincial Japan in that year, 1914, she made a trip all the way across to even go from province where she grew up
to
Tokyo or Yokohama,
a
port
city.
Of departure,
yeah.
is a tremendous thing.
Yeah.
So she joined my father in 1914. I'm probably getting all the years mixed up, but 1914 somehow is very important, and I have a feeling he did get his master's around 1914. Also, it was the beginning of the war of this country, which